This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I would, in fact, make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Hundreds of thousands of people a week, not a month, are pouring across. That's what our Border Patrol sources are telling us right now. Upwards of half of them are children under the age of 15, many as young as 2, unaccompanied and in many cases kidnapped.
Some of these children have not seen the sun in days. What's your reaction? What is your reaction to these images that have come out from that particular facility? Is what's happening inside acceptable to you? And when is this going to be fixed?
That's a serious question, right?
Yeah, he triggered it. He said, do it.
What some are calling a new humanitarian crisis is quickly unfolding at the southern border. Homeland Security still reporting a big uptick in migrant crossings, including a major spike in unaccompanied children, surging more than 60% compared to the same time last year. The migrant shelter system, already at 94% capacity, is expected to be full by the end of March. Fox News has confirmed the White House has dispatched a team to the border region to assess the situation.
Everything you see in the media is crap. It's over 100% full. They're releasing them on average every 7 hours. They're just gorging it, flooding it, loading them on buses, loading them on airports. It's just complete evil. Okay, let's continue with the report.
Expected to be full by the end of March. Fox News has confirmed the White House has dispatched a team to the border region to assess the situation.
One of our concerns is that there is an influx of kids at a rate and a pace is going to require us to make considerations about where we're going to safely house them.
You're getting more information from Mexico about what's happening at our southern border than you are from the White House. Is that still the case?
It's still the case. Hey, remember, you know, very straightforward. I'm a Democrat. The administration's a Democrat. And basically, I mean, that's the truth. I mean, I got contact in Mexico and in Central America. I know what messages are being heard over there. And there's two messages are being over there that are being heard over there. So, yes, it's the messaging and getting information from my friends in Mexico.
Senator Ted Cruz valiantly has gone to the facilities and is confronted by a leftist high-level appointee of Biden saying that he's treating the children badly by showing what's happening to them. And it is incredible squalor, worse than a third-world prison, way beyond what Obama did. And, of course, Trump cleaned it up.
Give dignity to the people. Please give dignity to the people.
So you work for the commissioner, your senior advisor. You were hired 2 weeks ago, and you're instructed to ask us to not have any pictures taken here.
Please respect the people,
because
the
political
rules.
Leadership at DHS does not want the American people to know it.
Please respect the rules,
you keep
sir.
Standing in front of the pictures,
please
so you don't want the pictures
rules.
Taken. The rules are arbitrary,
please
and they're designed
the
to keep
the
American people in the
dignity
dark.
Dignity and respect. That's all we ask.
Well,
dignity
no, it's
and
not.
Respect.
You're asking, is this
please,
dignity and respect? Look at these people.
Please give
there's
dignity
a
and
pandemic.
Respect to the people.
Let me ask you. There's a
I
pandemic.
I respectfully ask you, sir.
There is a pandemic. Is this respecting the rights of these kids?
I ask you. Please
are you respecting the rights of these
this
kids?
This is not a zoo, sir. Please don't treat the people.
You're right, and this is a dangerous place.
Please don't treat the
and
people
and your policies,
like this. That's all
unfortunately.
I ask for you.
All right, so we're going to go to break. The full report that you're seeing is at Mandot Video. It's titled "The Great American Flood Has Begun." We are so politically correct. We have no defense mechanism. We have no territorialism. We have no culture. We are just an overrun joke for the UN, the Chinese, the third world. And, I mean, that's it. Because we're so used to TV and Netflix and our phones. And we live in these little islands, these little oases of wealth. But it's all going away. It's all fake. It's all fraudulent. Every instinct I've got, and my instincts are never wrong, is drop everything and move to some remote area in the middle of nowhere in Eastern Europe or something. I mean, I'm just telling you, everything you see is going to be gone in 10 years. This is going to be hell on earth. Starvation, mass war, death, total global collapse. And they're going to release bioweapons and wipe everybody out. and the survivors will be thankful. So just get ready to die. I'm telling you, get ready. They're going to kill everybody with a red bag. It was 6 years ago that Dr. Group helped us develop Living Defense. And he told me, Alex, this is going to be one of your most popular products. And I go, really? A bunch of black walnut? A bunch of these herbs? He said, listen, this stuff flushes out parasites. This stuff is beyond probiotics for the bacterial on up. It's amazing. It's got Indian science, Native American science, ancient European herbology. It's all there. And it's become a bestseller. People love it. It's amazing. If you've been on the fence and haven't taken it, it is a big bottle with more than two regimens in it. So this will cover you basically for a year. But you want to do it every 6 months. And the cleanse is incredible. Everybody gets benefits from it. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. And it's part of our mega blowout sale. 50% off and free shipping on Living Defense. But the sale has to end Wednesday night, the last day of March. The sale has to end March 31st, 2021, in just a few days. Get it while you can at InfoWarsStore.com. It's massively discounted, and it funds the InfoWar.
Obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Faithful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand? Oh my.
All right, we're now into hour number two on this March 30th Tuesday transmission. Again, I'm very, very blessed to be here, very thankful for all of you who tune in and who put up with me and who understand the message is more important than the messenger and who get all of this out. We're going to be joined by Paul Joseph Watson in the fourth hour. He's got a lot to cover, always riveting, always dynamic, always very cutting edge. And Owen Schroyer, who has done a splendid job with the crew in just 26 or 7 hours at the border, just stay a few more days, hopefully. They are down there at the Texas-Mexico border where it can only be described as bedlam. I mean, normally it's pretty quiet down there. There's a few illegals coming across, going back and forth. There's some action. It looks like just sports stadiums of people everywhere. There's just thousands of cars everywhere, 18-wheelers, buildings being erected. You drive 2 miles, more being erected. Tent cities where the adult illegals are who are criminals. Who don't want to be apprehended because there's still that underground flow into the country as well. It is just pandemonium. Border Patrol's been ordered to stand down. They're now being ordered to aid to bed, giving children over to people who've not had criminal background checks, just putting them on airplanes and buses just like Obama did. And the Senate found tens of thousands of children placed with smugglers and sex traffickers, Senate report. It's just the bottom has fallen out of the country. And you know what that means next. I mean, they're going to take the guns. They're like, that'll start a civil war. They want to. China and the EU and the globalists want us out of the way. I'm not looking forward to a civil war. I'm not intending to lead a civil war either because it's obvious that the media has tried to brand me as a guy that wants violence. We don't have George Washington today, and we don't have the people we had in 1776. We got a lot of good people, but It just the world is so complex, the world is so evil, that physical revolution isn't going to fix this. It's going to be cultural revolution, spiritual revolution, turning away from Satan and pulling out of his systems. And I'm realizing I can't live in Austin and protect my children and protect myself. I mean, you cannot live inside Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0 and stay out of it. I mean, look at that drone footage our crew just shot yesterday. It's again, we're creating a whole section at Band.video called the Border Crisis page where all of this is. I mean, look, our kids in public school, a lot of them don't get an area that nice, soccer fields, all the rest of it. And so you have to understand that Trump built all that. And then now they're so overwhelming that they are having to stack the kids in the processing centers, three on top of each other. And look at all those buses. Pulling in, dumping the people off, and pulling in and driving out. I mean, it looks like aircraft carriers out there of buildings. I mean, it is just incredible. Yeah, that's a facility that's completed. That's Donna 1. Donna 2 is even bigger. and it's already got people in it. It's the one that's got all the squalor. And, I mean, can you imagine the UN says 600 million coming in under their plan? And I'm telling you, I've watched the UN. What they say they're going to do, baby, they do. When they say no more poverty by 2030, that means they're going to kill the poor people. But before they release the bioweapon on them, they're going to flood us super bad with tens of millions, hundreds of millions, then lock the border down, lock us down, then hit the third world with a bioweapon. It is absolutely insane. You don't take people over with howitzers and fighter planes in the 21st century. You take them over with culture, with propaganda, and with third world populations that don't know where they are and will do whatever they're told and will vote to be slaves. That's all these folks are going to know is the Democrats own them. The permanent slave class. And just like a dam breaking, water's a great thing. So your dam breaks, you live below it, you drown. These illegal aliens, it's the same thing. And then they're not educated. They're not given nutritious meals. They do not get good upbringing, many of them, and they are dangerous. And the crime rates are just skyrocketing. There won't be any jobs for these people. They are coming into a country that's post-industrial, that's shutting down. And just Katie, bar the door, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be hell on earth. And I really feel sorry for these poor little children, many of them being placed. But not just sex traffickers, but a lot of these kids are going to get tortured to death and gutted. There is such a taste for blood by the globalists. They believe the more kids they kill, the more power they get. And so many of these illegal aliens are the same, raping and murdering their own damn children. And then the coyotes, the smugglers, smuggling in sometimes 20, 30 times per child over and over again, taking little boys, little girls. They'll find a dead three-year-old girl in a cornfield in South Texas. This is one case. And she'd been raped, they thought, hundreds of times. She was cut all over, had sores all over, and they'd use her to get in over and over again. And the Border Patrol was just told, this was under Obama, let them do it. So they recognized the girl. She kept coming back through. They had no power. They were ordered to do it. Well, at a certain point, Emperor Palpatine orders Darth, you know, he's going to kill Luke Skywalker. And what does Darth Vader do? I used that analogy yesterday. And I'm not saying let's be violent. There's just a certain point, people, where are we just going to put up with all this? Because our will's being broken. The bottom has fallen out. Pure evil is here. All right, let me do this ahead of Owen Schroyer joining us. Let me go ahead and just get started. The best way to do this is just show you these articles first and then get into the big one that's out today. But when Klaus Schwab said a few months ago at the Davos event, virtual event, with all the fawning Hollywood scum and the rest of it, you know, in the virtual rooms, when he said there will be no more industries where people are in close contact. Drones and robots will deliver everything. Well, who do you think can run that? Amazon, Apple? I mean, they're making people do this. And there'll be a big enough percentage of people in Europe, the U.S., and Japan, and China, that follow these orders, that will be 10, 20%, 30% that gets the robots going and gets them building the roads, the sky roads, the systems, the infrastructure. Amazon has patents for 100-story buildings that have thousands of bays, that huge drones, four-propeller drones, just take off from, and everything is delivered to them. And then, of course, you're not allowed out because there's a new virus out, there's a new crisis out, there's a new variant out, but the robot is. And how long do you think you're going to have money in the bank? How long do you think you're going to be around when you're obsolete, you're non-essential? Well, the answer is you'll be given a little video game-like job working for these companies that's really a make-work. And then you'll oversee the drones and the control of the ghettos and the collapsing third world populations and the plague that's wiping people off. And you'll all just kind of wink, wink, know what's going on. But watch that ocean of death rising towards you in that high rise, both literally and figuratively, while you think you're so safe, training the AI how to kill humanity. I mean, this is a real AI nanotech takeover. All I know is we are in incredible times because My waking dreams now are the most intense they've ever been. Like, I look forward to going to sleep at night now. I used to have nightmares and stuff. Now I just have incredible dreams of the future and what's going to happen and technology and just beauty and what we're going to build after we beat these people. I mean, it's 1,000 times more beautiful than Hawaii. It's just, heaven is just, it's unspeakably good. And again, we're going to be in that and of that, ladies and gentlemen. And the enemy knows that and is really pissed. So everything they build is ugly. Everything God builds is beautiful. And works perfectly. And it's just a hell of a time. So we'll go to break and I'll hit this disgusting article about you're going to be a prisoner. You're going to love it. Dear Normal, were you really that great in the first place? And they're telling you, hey, we're never going back, just like all the other articles. And it's really for the carbon footprint. And it's, again, an article on the Associated Press. There it is, the Washington Times. Just selling you dystopia. And the women love it. They love the dystopia. They love the Stockholm Syndrome.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way!
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn. learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Your diamonds, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
All of these evil people that have dug this pit to destroy us will be destroyed by what they're doing. They'll be betrayed by their god Satan.
St. John's Wood, and your father be there.
All right, let's lay it out right now. We've read a lot of articles like this on air in the last couple of years. This is the externalization of the method. You watch my film Endgame. They're going to lock us up in our houses under the threat of bio attack. Then they're going to release stronger and stronger bio attacks each time. You've seen the exact word predictions off of their documents. I only extrapolate the last 5%, and of course, it's dead accurate. But they tell you 95% of it. It's kind of like when the mob says, gee, you better pay me protection money or I'll burn down your bodega. But they don't say I'll burn. They say, oh, gee, you better pay me protection money. There's a lot of dangerous people around here who might burn down your bodega. Well, you know that's a threat. Well, now they're not even mincing words. And that's because they've had to get their own cult members on board. So I've got a big stack of articles the last few weeks and saying the same thing. But let's read this one right now. This is in my local paper. It's in the Washington Times. It's in papers all over the country. They want you to know this. It's sponsored by the New World Order. Dear Normo, were you really that great in the first place? Sophia Rosenbaum. Everyone wants you back. It seems every day of this late-stage pandemic era, it's a new era, see, it's all Klaus Schwab words, is marked with something wistful thinking about normal. Remember, I always told you they're not going to let you go back to normal, see, but now they're telling you, going back to you, starting with you, it's all about norms and normalcy, all about you. See, don't be selfish. Can't ever allow another death from a virus. You've got to do what we say. See, don't be selfish. That Yale, all of them done studies on how to make you guilty. So now Sophie Rosenbaum's making you guilty again. Why, she might call you a Nazi if you don't do what she says. She's such a nice lady. As for me, I'm not so interested in normal. I defer to Taylor Swift. We are never, ever, ever getting back together. Oh, you're our God. You're telling us. Boy, it felt normal to want normal back at first. Last year, in those first months, daydreaming of you was constant daily escape from all the endless dire possibilities. I wanted my life back. I wanted control. But you were a globalist stooge. You were a liar from the start, like your father. Complaining about commuting or being too busy was the norm in B.C. before COVID. See, that Swab says you'll be B.C. She was given talking points and just wrote this era. Before, in those early days, the mundane was what we craved. Packing into a subway car, grabbing an unplanned drink with a friend. Oh, gosh, no more of that. Hugging parents. Yeah, you don't do that now. Ms. Rosenbaum says, striking up a conversation with a stranger. See, now you can only operate online. And if you don't do what they say, they take that away. See how that works? See how that works? And yet, of all those normal desires felt entirely unfathomable because the UN and the media told us, and you were under Stockholm Syndrome, would we ever be able to be in a crowded space again? What a cult leader she is. Listen to this evil. If we could, would we want to? The answer then felt like a definite no. Oh, no, never hug your mommy again. Never, especially when mortality and death consistently waited in our ears. All based on a hoax. Imagine they reach a real bioweapon, what they could do. The fear of the unknown was like the weighted blanket, but that provided no comfort or warmth. It was then that I craved my normal most. Aww. Marie Claire, 86, left a resident in a nursing home, a rehabilitation center in Massachusetts, sharing a hug with her daughter. Oh, how bad. Oh, we caught her. It wasn't just me. Over the last year, our obsession with normalcy has shown up on Google. Oh, it's the new racism. With the highest spike in searches around mid-April 2020, when they were making us so desperate, when it seemed we might have been able to resume life that we once knew. Because remember, they only said 2 weeks. But once they had the handcuffs on, you're going to the dungeon. Searching for normal went up around the start of the school year in September and around the holidays of November. Yeah, you got to go to Google to see what it says to do. But as the search trends show, these desires for normalcy ebbed and flowed, consistently fading and morphing. Oh, you're fading. You don't want to be around people anymore. You don't want to get all their germs that make you healthier. You're not going to have sex now. You're not going to have children. You're not going to have barbecues. You're going to stay inside and watch the TV and the internet. You're going to stay on that phone. Yes. Yes. Good. The collective yearning for normalcy was panic-inducing early on. See? Oh, you first got the pine cuffs on. Now it's okay. Just be quiet till we get you to the dungeon. Around the time President Donald Trump was vowing to reopen America in Easter 2020, so much had already changed. See, the article isn't like, hey, we got you, we lied to you, we caught you, now it's never over. Because they're all announcing it's never going to end now. It's just like, enjoy it, it's trendy. Yet it felt that when we might go back to normal, with a snap of a finger, I'd go warn the liberals downtown. They'd laugh at me and say, ha, ha, it'll be open in a month. But June, the pandemic staying power, you mean the fake PCR test, was more clear. And then Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was saying, we cannot go back to normal. He also works for China. We need new routines. Several months later, Vermont Governor Phil Scott said, we'll begin to again turn the spotlight once more back to whatever normal will be. But it was all a fake promise. By then, my brain was screaming, no way. And she just goes on to say, finally, she likes it. Finally, it's good. Finally, I just don't care. Finally, it's time, and the period of adjustment was there. It took a while to get used to, she says. Then we did, and what's happening again right in the United States, and more people are vaccinated, infection rate increases already, pulls are normal, are tugging. But she goes on to say, it's just better to not travel. It's better to not be involved. It's better to lose normal and don't want normal return. It's too late anyway. Remember, normal, you and me, we've already broken up. Oh, isn't that cute? Isn't that sweet? I mean, I couldn't read more, folks. It's so sick and so evil. But, hey, we got you. It's over. You're non-essential. Go live in your house. You'll get a check. Robots deliver stuff for now. And it was never coming back, and it's romantic. Now the left is just, like, wearing masks more and staying in more and just getting off on their power, joining Satan in this great lie. All of it was people that got sick from other things and die. All of it was vitamin mineral deficiencies. All of it was BS. All of it was fake PCR tests. But it doesn't matter. The lawyers say, oh, sorry, you're going to have a comedy show? Only have 25% there in COVID test, and then Joe Rogan and Dave Chappelle do it. And then everybody else adopts it. Nothing against Joe, but that's how it is. And then our own futures are all destroyed. I told Joe Rogan a year ago. I said it'll never end. It'll only be enforced, and they're going to come out and celebrate. It's about carbon, and it's about locking us down. And now he knows it's true. So what do we do now that we know Alex Jones is right again? I don't want to be right. It's a damn globalist plan. I want to say no. I'll cover this more after Owen's on. And we got a guest joining us. I got a whole stack of articles where they push this, or they're shutting off all the infrastructure and say they're going to kill us. I mean, I know it's nightmarish because it is. It's real. It's like when you're in a store and a guy walks in with a gun and starts shooting people. I'm sorry, but it's really happening.
We have until Wednesday, March 31st, 2021, to take advantage of one of the biggest sales of the year, the InfoWars Mega Blowout Sale. More than 20 of our top best-selling items are all 50% off with free shipping. That makes some of them almost loss leaders. In fact, we're breaking even on the Emrix Essentials. 15 different high-quality organic essential oils, 3 different organic hand sanitizers that smell great and are amazing for your body and, you know, don't toxify you like the alcohol-based ones do. We also have the organic
shampoo, the organic body wash, the organic deodorant. It goes on and on. All of these are set to sell out. It's going to be months till more comes in, and they are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping. And we have Brain Force, the great brain focus nootropic, 50% off free shipping. All supplies last. It all ends Wednesday night. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gentlemen, Owen, the SJW Destroyer Schroyer, is on the Texas-Mexico border where there is a giant UN invasion. The president of the U.S., the puppet chief who stole the election, said, once I'm president, surge the border immediately. And now we're seeing 10-20-fold, no one knows, giant 20,000-person, 10,000-person facilities being built everywhere. Exclusive drone footage. Owen and the crew went to the local airport there outside McAllen and showed all the illegals there, whole families, children with no IDs, not even knowing how to speak English, not even knowing what their gate is, wandering around the airport, just being dumped off, to be flown to God knows where to be exploited, put into slave labor, sex slavery, Senate report admits. I mean, this is so criminal, and not even an executive order. It's just totally illegal. The executive order can be challenged, so Biden isn't doing that. This is serious crimes against humanity, crimes against our country. This is unbelievable. So, the Alex Jones Show is live from the UN invasion point on the Texas-Mexico border. Share the link. Owen Schroyer on a boat in the Rio Grande. Owen, tell us where you are and what you've seen unfold, my friend.
Alex, there is so much to say. I'll tell you that right now we are staking out a location on the Rio Grande where they have an inflatable raft, boat type of thing. And it's like the videos you see. They put 10 or so people on the inflatable boat. They float them across the river. They dump them off. They get to the other side. And so we're staking out that location. We know where the boat is. When we got onto the river today and we were pulling up, we saw them come ashore on the Mexico side. And they ran up that riverbank and they dumped that boat and they ran out into the woods before we could really catch them. And then we saw hooded men in black hoods running along the riverbank. So it looked like some cartel activity. Now, where to begin on everything that we've experienced just from being down here for 24 hours, Alex? Let me explain the big picture so the audience is clear. We have a well-oiled, well-planned, organized, funded invasion happening in our southern border. Now, this is a very nuanced thing because the people that are coming here, they're not necessarily militant. Most of the people probably are just being told, hey, come in here. We'll give you free food. We'll give you free money. We'll put you in a hotel room. We'll fly you wherever you want to go. You got family. You got friends. We'll get you there. Don't speak English. Doesn't matter. We'll give you a map. We'll give you the bus routes. And so when we saw that report break at NewsWars.com last night of the envelopes at the airport in McAllen, we said, well, look, we're 20 minutes away. There's one last flight out of McAllen to Las Vegas. Let's just get into that airport and see if we can find it. Sure enough, last flight out to Vegas, we found three groups with the same manila envelopes. And as you saw on the video uploaded to Band Out Video, it shows them the gates they're on. It shows them their flights, their transfer flights. And the one people that we talked to that were speaking Spanish, so they are going to be laid over. So they probably just flew from Vegas to Salt Lake City today, probably staged at a Catholic church charitable facility like what we just saw in McAllen. So here's more breaking news, and we've got more HD footage coming to Band Out Video, Alex. At the bus station in McAllen, there is a migrant facility. They are doing COVID testing. And then catty corner to that, there is a Catholic church charity organization where they're staging them. They have busloads. We were there for maybe half an hour. We saw three busloads get dropped off with families, tons of young kids. And then we saw them getting out of the migrant facility. Supposedly, that's where they're being tested for COVID. And then they get released over to the Catholic charities, which is where most of them go and stay until they can get a ride, until they can get a bus, until they can get a flight out. And there they're sheltered, their food, they get clothes, and they can stay there as long as they want. Some of the people, though, we can see they get out of the bus station or they get out of the COVID testing center. And then the Catholic charity people say, no, go in here. We'll give you shelter and food. And then they just walk down the street. So who even knows where they're going? So, I mean, this is a billion-plus-dollar operation right now. It's well-organized. It's well-funded. It's being by the White House. It's being facilitated. They are now using our Border Patrol. They are now our customs and enforcement agencies to engage in criminal activity. They're turning our federal government in charge of protecting our border into coyotes and human traffickers. It's unbelievable, Alex. And I feel bad for these people. Who knows what they're being told? Who knows what they're being given in these envelopes? Who knows where they're going to end up? But it's tens of thousands every day at each facility, like clockwork, Alex, like clockwork, on the planes with envelopes, on the buses with envelopes, in the Catholic facilities with envelopes, getting unmarked vehicles to drop, busloads.
Well, Owen, that's the thing here. That's the thing here is that there is no executive order. There is no law. This is organized. This is illegal. Biden told them to come here. The children are being exploited. As you said, they then are making the Border Patrol be active participants in the smuggling. And the Republicans are only bitching about the kids being stacked up wrong, which is important. The big issue is this is all illegal. Democrats would be in court blocking this right now if it was Trump, blocking illegals. Instead, nothing's being done. This is insane.
It's a well-funded, well-organized invasion, Alex. And you know what? It's meant to collapse the United States of America just like they collapsed Central America into the United States of America. And nobody's asking, hey, what is going on in these countries? What's going on in Guatemala? What's going on in Honduras? What's going on?
Yeah, let's be clear. It was the lockdowns that caused all these people are interviewed. They say, we're here because of the lockdown. We're starving to death. So the UN, the globalists, starve everybody to death, then organize them in migrant caravans, bring them up here. Same thing they did triggering the Arab Spring that then forced tens of millions of Muslims into Europe. This is an exact plan. The UN even admits it, Owen.
Imagine, though, Alex, you know, you go on journalistic trips like this. Usually crews have to stake situation like this for a week or even a month, you know, to get the footage and get the story. We were here for 24 hours and got all of it. It was like hole in one after hole in one. And that's when you realize that this is unbelievable. This is so mass. This is so large scale. This is so well organized, so well funded, so many involved. And there is zero right now, zero policy to doing anything about it. Zero effort at all to try to mitigate this. Zero effort to try to figure out what's going on in Central America that it has to collapse into the United States of America, where we've absorbed 20% of their population in the last two decades. Nobody's asking these questions. Nobody's wondering, where is all the money coming from? Where is all the money going? What about all the Americans that are suffering? What about all the Americans that can't get back to work? What about all the Americans that didn't get their stimulus?
And by the way, a lot of these migrants have cell phones. A lot of these migrants have cell phones that are dressed nice. They're obviously paying an organization in Coyotes a lot of money to get up here.
And Alex, let me be clear about another thing. You know, the family that I briefly spoke to at the airport last night that's in the video featured at band.video and the stories at newswars.com. I mean, Alex, I looked into their eyes and I mean, my heart broke because they just get dropped off and they don't even have. And I thought they're looking at me like, oh, they're suspicious of me. Because I guess I looked like I was law enforcement or something. They thought maybe we were trying to, you know, pick them up. No. And then as soon as we talked to them, they realized that they were like begging for help. They're like, where's my gate? Where's my plane? What do I do? It's just like, what are they going to do when they get into the States? What are they going to do when they get to Salt Lake City?
They're going to be exploited by the groups waiting on the other end, Owen. The other groups are waiting on the other end. God help them. I mean, this is so damn evil.
And so, like I said, we're sitting here on the Rio Grande now, and we're staking out a location that we know they float people across the river and get them into the U.S. We've already had two confirmed reports of this. We're trying to capture it live on air for you here. But, man, really, Alex, when we get that, it was...
Oh, and stay there. Your Skype's breaking up a bit. We're coming right back to you. What an incredible time to be alive. We're supposed to all be on Skype and Zoom, locked up in our houses, but we're not. We are on the Texas-Mexico border where the UN and Joe Biden are treasonously collapsing our border, just like Europe saw with a planned invasion using all the poor people. They starve to death or near death with their COVID lockdowns, which we told you a year ago would be coming. This is so damn diabolical. While they shut our coal off and our energy and our jobs off here, they're literally coming to a country that's going to collapse on top of it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Troyer directing the boat that they've got there on the Rio Grande River. And let me just tell listeners where their money goes. There is no cell support on that river, very little. We have a special cell tower unit they carry that is able to basically do things where nobody else can. So that's the only reason that you're able to see this. That's why when you see Ted Cruz or even the president down there, you can't get cell source. But we're able to do it because we actually carry a portable cell tower around with us. Probably not too good for the guys long term. That's what we had in D.C. in like a baby carriage. You have a million people. They all take the cell power. Well, we have a direct system that's budgeted for how much power we get from a cell tower. We're able to get into the cell towers and demand the service and basically take over that allotted part we paid for. So that's what your support does at InfoWarsStore.com. Oh, and continue as you race along the border, some of the incredible stuff you witnessed. You've been out there at night as well. You were just laying it out. Please continue.
Yeah, Alex, and you can kind of see to my right side here, this is the Mexico side of the Rio Grande. So that's what people are seeing behind me as we're floating the river here. We're staking out a couple locations where we believe
and tell the camera crew to pan around and show folks some more of the stuff going on.
Pan around a little bit here, Zach.
Yeah, let's not show the CIA commandos in the back of the boat. I'm joking. Actually, I'm not. So let's just go ahead and scroll around.
So, Alex, I want to explain what we discovered today. We decided we were going to go check out the Greyhound bus stop because just like what we saw at the airport last night, we assumed that people would be going there and we could find more of those manila envelopes. Well, we pull up to the bus stop and we park just catty corner, and there's a Catholic Charities, it's not a church, but it's a Catholic Charities building, catty corner to the bus stop. And then behind the bus stop is, it's about a block of a facility with tents propped up where they're bussing in the illegals from all the different stops and facilities. They're bussing them in from the border. They're putting them there. We were told that's where they're COVID testing them. A bunch of children, we have really so much footage where you can hear a bunch of children wailing, crying out for mommy. It's really sad. And so that's going on. Then they send them over to the Catholic facility where they don't even have to go in. Some of them just get released and they just walk down the road and they're gone. Most of them go into the Catholic facilities because in there, they're getting their manila envelope. So, I mean, we park the car, we get out of the car, and immediately there's multiple groups getting out of the Catholic facility, and they all have the same manila envelopes, Alex. Who is funding this? What is in the manila envelope?
And listen, I know you've already filed so much footage. You've done a great job. You've already filed so much footage. I can't watch it all. Do we have that footage at man.video in the border crisis section yet, or when are we going to get that?
I'm not sure, guys. Do we have anything from the bus stop today up at Band yet? No, it's sitting on our...
No, I understand.
Right,
take your time. I understand. So you've got bombshell proof of Catholic Charities shipping people illegally into the U.S. and taking them to the airport.
Alex, I'm telling you, it was like clockwork. We parked the car, and immediately, tons of people come out of the facility. They all have the manila folders, just like we saw everywhere else. We walk down the street to the tent facility that they have set up. Three busloads. We caught them all on camera. Busload, busload, busload. Dropping off huge groups. And these were families. These were mostly women and young children. I mean young children. Toddlers, infants. We saw a couple of males, but it was mostly females and their toddlers. So who knows what kind of journey they've been through trying to get to the border. Most of them don't speak English. In fact, I'm not sure if any of them spoke English. Some of them have rare dialects of an Indian language from Central America, not even speaking Spanish or Portuguese. And so they have no ways of communicating. And even the people that are bilingual at the Catholic facility, they have no way of communicating. So they give them their bus ticket, they write out what to do, and they hope they can figure it out on their own. Many times,
and there they were asking you where the gate was, what to do. You talk about people being set up for exploitation. This is an incredible crime. And like you said, you've been to the border many times. This is much worse than it's ever been before, Owen.
Alex, I'm telling you, we were stunned. Like I said, most of the time you come out for a trip like this, it takes you maybe a day, even a week, sometimes a month to get this story complete. It took us 24 hours because it's just like clockwork. You just go stand outside this bus facility, you're going to catch it all in an hour. You go stand at the airport, you're going to catch all these people showing up with manila envelopes, just like that. You go up and down the border today at the Rio Grande, you're going to see inflatable tubes. You're going to see people coming across. You're going to hear about it. The facilities are so overwhelmed. Alex,
and that's all because that Biden said, come in. I don't want to interrupt you, but let me say this. Churchill once said during World War II that most people get hit by history and it knocks them over in the dust and they get up and act like nothing ever happened. Others, though, get run over by history and they stand up and the times they live in define them. This is the collapse of the U.S. I predict it'll be 10 times worse in 6 months, 100 times worse in 2 years. The U.N. wants $600 million up here. It'll totally collapse the U.S. We already have tent cities everywhere. This is how you take a country down, powered and pivot, bankrupting it. We've got to have governors and – I mean, even Ted Cruz and the people down there don't even get how bad it is. It's Biden criminally waiving the law, letting them in. Congress and the courts must act now, Owen. This is incredible.
No, Alex, let's call it what it is. This is open treason being committed by the White House. This is open treason. There's no room for debate. There's no room to play games. There's no room to mince words. This is open treason. They are facilitating an illegal invasion. They are facilitating an economic collapse. They are facilitating the collapse of the United States. This cannot be joked about. This is a serious deal. We've never seen such open treason from an administration before, Alex. It's time for the Republicans to get serious. It's time for America to get serious, or we're going to lose everything.
Oh, and just incredible. I don't want to say what you guys are planning next, but I'm not in charge of this. I said stay as long or as little as you want. I'm going to be coming down with some other folks this weekend or early next week. I'm going to be down there, and we'll just leave it at that. But, wow, I mean, like you said, you turn to the left, you turn to the right. It's all insane.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. There is no plan to stop this. There's nothing. There's no mitigation plan. There's no new policy. They're tearing the wall down. But like you said, it's only going to get worse. Of course it's only going to get worse. In fact, the only thing that may mitigate this is people that do get into the country illegally, then calling their friends and family back home saying, hey, you know what? You probably shouldn't come. We really don't know what we're doing here. And now we're stuck at this facility with 10,000 other people. And they're saying they're going to fly us over here to Portland or fly us over here in Salt Lake or Vegas or Chicago or Dallas. And we really have no idea what we're going to do. And whatever cash or debit cards they give them, eventually you're going to run out. So I'm not sure what these people are being promised. And so we're going to try to talk to some of them. Like I said, when we talk to them, there's a language barrier. Some of them don't even speak Spanish. I mean, some of us understand some Spanish.
Well, let's make no mistake. They're releasing people on average every 7 hours. It's only going to get worse. They're going to be disgorging millions, if it's hundreds of thousands, every few weeks now. And, again, this is against the law. It's criminal. The smugglers are involved. Children are being exploited. It happened under Obama. This is at least 10 times, 20 times bigger. This is history. And, again, there's such a media blackout. Like you said, there's almost no media down there. You saw, like, one satellite truck, Owen.
I saw one satellite truck. I saw a French. The satellite truck, by the way, didn't do anything, Alex. It was just parked. They never even turned their cameras on or launched their satellite. There was one French journalist who just shot some B-roll for like 30 seconds at the facility. And then there was one other team that was out here on the border yesterday. But that's it. That's it. That's all we've seen. And it just goes to show you that for whatever reason, there's just no media interest. I can't understand why. Maybe they're afraid of being labeled something. But this is a massive story. This should be the number one story in America. I understand there's all kinds of stuff going on with the vaccines and the fake pandemic, and we'll continue to talk about that and the censorship. But, I mean, this is inevitable collapse.
This is the UN assaulting the United States. Stay there. Do 5 more minutes with us, and then you're going to be hosting a lot from the road on the War Room today, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. Folks, we cannot pay for this, pay for the boats, pay for the security. We cannot do all this without your support, ladies and gentlemen. And so we'll continue to fight on. We're expending all of our capital doing this, hiring really good quality paramilitary protection, boats, helicopters, airplanes. I'm going to leave it at that. James O'Keefe is in studio tomorrow. He's moving down here to cover the story, not full time, but I mean he's moved down here to cover the story for a certain period of time. This is all insane. And we're not going to back down. And we have one of the few outlets, Band.Video, Infowars.com, over 200 radio stations, over 100 TV stations, and cable stations that are telling the truth. But it takes money to fund the satellite uplinks, the servers, the boom operators, the crew, the legal, all of it. So we're under attack. We're asking for your support, like Colonel Travis did at the Alamo. And if it doesn't come, that's fine. We're going to fight on to the end. But we do not want this information to cease. We cannot let others fight on without us fighting with them. We're too critical in the fight. So go to Infowarsstore.com. Free shipping ends tomorrow night. All the Emmerich's Essentials, all the iodine products, Brain Force Plus, 50% off free shipping. There's a lot of other great stuff, the fish oil, the krill oil, the books, the films. The Endgame came back into stock. It's almost sold out again. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. From the tip of the spear, this is the InfoWar.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.